Adelaide has a particularly rich fine music scene, and today we are joined by one of the most quietly prolific members of this community. I'd like to welcome Raymond Chapman-Smith, composer and co-founder of Adelaide-based music organisation The Firm. Thank you so much for joining us today, Raymond. How are you?
It's a pleasure, Annie. Lovely to be here.
Where did your love of music come from? Where did it all begin?
Probably it all began for me, like a lot of people my age. I was 12 in 1964 when the Beatles happened. That totally turned my life around. And for the early part of my complicated adolescence, I was totally into pop music. The Beatles, the Kinks, Dylan, the Stones, etc. Very quickly, I realised that this was a world I wanted to be involved in. And then, 1967 or thereabouts, I heard my first Beethoven and Schubert. As soon as I heard Beethoven, I kind of left the popular music world. And because I came to it in a pretty virginal state, I didn't know what the rules were, and I just assumed that you'd be a composer.
When did you actually start composing?
When I was 15.
And did that come quite naturally to you, or was it
quite
a hard skill?
Well, it did, except actually I didn't have a clue what I was doing. Mm. It was blissful ignorance. I just used to sit and write down dots, you know, and think I was writing great masterpieces. And fairly quickly I realised that there was this mountain that I had to climb, which was pretty intimidating. So I set about with the intensity and the kind of memory capability that you have when you're that age, to try and learn everything systematically. You know, I thought I had to know every piece that Beethoven had ever written and everybody else. And obviously I couldn't do that, but I tried to. Mm. Eventually, again, with the kind of arrogance of youth, I thought, well, I better find the people who do this. So as a 16-year-old, I'd go to concerts and introduce myself to the senior composers.
Oh, wow.
Quite innocently, it kind of paid off in the sense that I was able to acquaint myself. And then weirdly, with the complete kind of mystifying accidents that happen to you in life, one day I was at the local supermarket and I ran into a woman who I'd known years before at Adelaide Uni. She just happened to be the chief music critic for the Advertiser. But I said something funny to her at the time, and she said, would you be interested in being a critic? And I thought, well, it sounds like a job. Yeah, I'll try that. So I did. It gave me a view of the musical world that I never had from being in the academic world. Suddenly I saw how people make music happen, you know, live. Through those kind of connections, I realized that you could make music happen. I mean, both as a composer, but also to make it sound rather grand as a kind of impresario.
You're one of the co-founders of The Firm.
Yep.
I understand that you formed the organisation in 1996 alongside Quentin Grant, David Kotlowy and John Polways. The organisation wasn't originally called The Firm, was it?
No.
So how did you get that name?
We went away from the idea of giving it a name. We just named it Grant, Polways, Kotlowy, Chapman, Smith. Quite quickly, it became a kind of running gag, the fact that this looked like a legal firm. So they called us The Firm. In the end, we thought, all right, we'll be that, notwithstanding the fact that the only institution in Adelaide that any of us knew of with that name was a strip joint.
Yeah. So The Firm has been around for over 20 years now, and you've got well over 100 concerts under your belt. So tell me a bit about how The Firm fits into the current Adelaide classical music scene.
Well, rather oddly, in the sense that one of the things that we've noticed very dramatically over the last 35 years is the lack of opportunity that all the heavily funded institutions make for new music. If you look back to the 19th century and the early 20th century, all orchestras and chamber ensembles, most of their activity was performing new music. Now, it's really quite rare. If you want to be a composer and have your works professionally performed, then we wanted and have used the firm as a sort of avenue for that.
The firm puts on a series of concerts each year to present new works, as you said, to Adelaide audiences. I understand also that each year the concerts revolve around the works of a posthumous composer in residence.
Yeah, that came about quite early, just to have something in the program rather than just new stuff by these guys. Mm. And also because, as happens with any group, there'd always be fights. There's a weird kind of priority in classical music where everybody wants to be the last work on the program because that's the dominant position. So we'd end up with these extraordinarily arcane battles to see who got there. And one day I just thought, we'll put something else at the end. Then we came up with this idea of, well, we'll make that a dead composer.
This year you're showcasing the works of Maurice Ravel.
Which is a bit of a departure in a way for us because our focus has been mostly the kind of Viennese tradition. Composers like Schubert and Brahms and Mozart and Beethoven. But we thought we'd step outside that to see what happens. And we like Ravel. He's nice.
I've been to a handful of your concerts at Elder Hall. Is there anything in particular that you love about Elder Hall as a venue?
In a way, it's a bit too big for us. But what it does have is really good pianos. The two fabulous Steinways, which are called Peaches and Cream, by the way.
In your opinion, what makes Adelaide conducive to making fine music?
I've always had the sense here, and Quincy and I both talk about it a lot, that it's a place where you can involve yourself with musicians and other people without there being a kind of wildly competitive mindset. And also Adelaide's so compact. All of the musical activity, the kind we're talking about, it all occurs within a relatively small space. So we can all be familiar with each other's work and go to each other's concerts. And there's a sort of unspoken collaborative nature to it.
And finally, Raymond, what do you hope for the future of classical music in Adelaide?
Ever since I started doing this, I mean, I don't want to sound saintly because I certainly don't qualify. I always wanted to try and encourage younger people to just pursue the thing they most wanted to do and to kind of encourage them to come up with ways of doing that. I guess who knows what happens in the future, but for 20 years I've wanted to see that sort of thing happen, and the more the merrier.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Raymond. It's been an absolute delight to have you.
Thank you.